Beatrice Arthur. And Kojak, starring Telly Savalas, will return next Saturday night at their regular times on most of these stations.
But instead you get us.
Yeah.
Second
What's
hour.
Up, France?
No Maude and no Kojak. We're very sorry.
We'll come back to most stations, but not you, Omaha.
No. Not you, Omaha.
No.
Welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk, later or whenever really you want us, on our website and app. Go ahead and download that. I'm Jason with Lex and Holly. Coming up in just a second or two, we're going to go to Bora Bora with Holly. You'll see why. Then we'll do a little boob tube bonanza. Dish, actually, in boob tube. Daytime TV could have a big little, big shuffle. You might be surprised at what might be happening. And then speaking of TV, a Friday throwback for our show. You'll see what I mean by that. And and I interviewed Leslie Fima this week, the breakout star of The Golden Bachelor.
Ooh.
And she gave me some dish, and I shall share that dish with you. But right now, let's go to Bora Bora with Holly.
Mm. Well, guys, we weren't invited to Bora Bora.
No.
Shoot.
No, but influencers were invited to Bora Bora, and they got an all-expense-paid trip to Tart Island, Bora Bora. This is all a concept that was created by Tarte Cosmetics. You may know the brand.
Oh,
it's a fancy brand of makeup, and they sell it at places like Sephora and Ulta. It's upscale. So Tarte Cosmetics got a group of influencers together, flew them on a private jet to Bora Bora, you know, to celebrate the brand. Bora Bora. We've never been there. I don't know. Has anybody been there? Okay.
No.
I'm just making the bold assumption.
That,
no. Hawaii, but that's it. But yeah.
Me too. Hawaii for me.
Yeah. I have also been to Hawaii.
Yeah. But beautiful. I mean, South Pacific. Oh, my
they
goodness.
They were dripping with Tarte, a promotional extravaganza.
Okay.
And they paid for this lavish trip for these group of influencers. They sipped on Veuve Clicquot. You know, they had front row seats to the spectacle. You know, these influencers, of course, on social media, they're going to be sharing it on their TikTok and Instagram in real time.
While it's legal.
Well, it was very extravagant, very opulent, very in your face. And you know what? It kind of backfired on Tarte Cosmetics because lots of people are feeling the ick factor of this kind of conspicuous consumption at the hands of influencers sponsored by these companies. And in fact, people are feeling influencer fatigue. And some folks are saying on social media that they don't even want to buy Tarte Cosmetic products anymore because they feel so icky about looking at these influencers shilling for this company in this way. It was a four-night trip. Their plus one stayed at the Four Seasons Resort Bora Bora and bungalows atop the water. Their rooms were filled with gifts, including luggage, clothing, swimsuits, beauty products, and record players, because you know how those travel well. They got makeovers. They went snorkeling, jet skiing. They partied by the pool. They played with some dogs. And they drank a lot of booze.
Would you two like to, let's play a quick game of Price is Right. Price is Right rules into effect.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Let's say the three of us right now, we just told B. Arthur, peace. We're out of here for the next week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the dates I'm putting in here.
Okay.
We're out of here. We're going to go to Bora Bora.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm booking right now on Priceline. We're going to stay at the Four Seasons Bora Bora that Holly just mentioned that these influencers got to stay at for free.
Oh, huts over the water.
Yep. I am literally just doing an average. I'm doing an average price. How much do you think, Lex?
Per person, or are we including our plus one?
I'm doing just the room fee, my love.
Oh, just the room fee. Oh, okay.
Room fee for just a room and four seasons. One of the, and I do know this because of my husband, the Four Seasons Bora Bora is one of the most prestigious of the portfolio of the Four Seasons company.
Wow. And this is for four nights?
Yes, ma'am.
$12,000?
No, I'm just, give me a night. I'm sorry, sweetie. Give me a one night room fee.
Okay, $3,000.
Okay, Holly.
Big money, big money, big money. I'm going to say $4,500, Bob.
Okay. The actual retail price is Alexis, $3,620. Now, again, this is just a normal cabin. This isn't what Holly just, this isn't those special
fancy
ones.
Fancy fans.
That's crazy, Holly.
Yeah, it is outlandish. Now, that's just for the one night in the private hut at the Four Seasons. Not to mention that they flew on a private jet because a trip to get to Tahiti at this point would probably cost you an airfare alone just for you from Minneapolis to the destination you need to get to, about $4,000. Because it's going to take, it's going to take you over a day. You have multiple connections and you're flying into the middle of the South Pacific. But people aren't having this anymore.
Yeah. No.
People are tired. They're tired of these influencer trips and lots of people not having it anymore. This influencer fatigue is a real phenomenon.
You know, because it's a contradiction. The appeal of the influencer economy is, or what people say they love about these social media is the authenticity. You know, they right, Lex? They
like, I use this and I want you to know about
exactly.
This.
But then that's really counter to what's really happening because they're being paid to be nice to these corporations, you know,
right.
There's one thing on the level that like we do it. You know what I mean? We're not going to Bora Bora and we're not getting you know what it is, Holly? I think the tipping point for these people is the and you said it as much. It is the excess. It is the lavishness of it.
Yeah. Why? I guess I'm looking at just from my point of view here, just little old me, looking at these influencers going on this extravagant vacation paid for by this company, why does that make me want to spend $30 on mascara? It just doesn't correlate my mind. It's like, no thanks. What am I going to do with that? I'm not going on that vacation. And buying your eyeliner is not going to get me any closer to being on a hunt over the water.
Mm-hmm. Because they are selling makeup. You're right.
Yeah.
How does that equal makeup sales?
Yes. Because there's one thing, I used to roll my eyes at them, there are influencers that I do trust.
Yeah.
If that cosmetic company, Tarte, if they just sent Molly, I don't know, let's make up Molly, the influencer from a Chicago suburb. Molly has 1 million followers. Tarte sends her the newest product. I will actually trust Molly, especially if she's a cosmetic influencer.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that type of quid pro quo. I don't mind that type of activity. This, though, that's where you go, well, why would I, if Molly was on that trip, again, this is a fake person.
Mm-hmm.
If Molly was on that trip, why would I trust Molly's review of the Tarte mascara? Because she is going to be a little influenced by the fact that she got to stay in that bungalow.
She wants to go on another trip. Now
she knows where the gold's at.
Thank you. She sure found that. Now, a person who works for Tarte Cosmetics did tell the New York Times, by the way, before we go, that the Four Seasons had given the company an extremely reduced rate.
Please.
But declined to comment on the company's total investment in the trip.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting.
I want to see their content. I want to see what came out of it because is it really focused on the makeup? Are they all like get ready with me's in Bora Bora? Or is it also highlighting all of, this excess? Because I think that might be, what you guys were saying. Just that might just be what's turning people off.
No, they're literally dancing on the dock being greeted by the people at the hotel. I don't see. And
it's like, where's the makeup?
Yeah, and I see a giant novelty wand. of Tarte cosmetic makeup. Alexis, that could be your gig. You'd be dressed up like the Tarte eyeliner that's dancing on the dock of the Four Seasons at Bora Bora.
I would kill that. Oh. I would kill that.
You push it in the water?
Yeah.
Or no, you would kill it, meaning?
Meaning, like,
oh,
I
would crush it. I thought you were going to murder the mascot.
No, I would take that role and deliver. Yes,
you would. You would be
I would crush it. Yeah,
you would crush the brand ambassador.
I put the TikTok in the car. I thought you were going to murder the mascot.
No.
Maybe at the end of the whole experience. Yeah,
exactly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a little boob tube banana. Now, see, here is an ad you can trust. Hey, it's Jace for my friends at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I really go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, and they ain't sending me to Bora Bora. They're not even sending me to Gary, Indiana. But seriously, I've been going to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic for 12 years. 12. And I wouldn't keep signing back on with them if I didn't authentically and organically use them. I was just there this week. Let me tell you, though, they have a great, one of their biggest sales on laser services. If you're looking to get Halo, Moxie, face treatments, if you do it in March, you're going to get $150 off. And if you are part of their VIP Lux member ship program, you're also going to get $400 in free products. If you're not a member, you can sign up on your visit. You need to call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic this month and get those laser services.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That was from 1987. Catch the CBS spirit. And if you do, see your doctor immediately. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. It's time for a little boob tube bonanza. And I'm going to start. Usually we review shows and stuff, but this is just TV dish up on her right now. Yeah. Saw this article yesterday and I was like, wow, I think we kind of connected the dots, or we started to, when we talked about that new soap opera that has been greenlit at CBS. And I'm talking about The Gates. We told you about this last week. This is the soap opera that is going to be the first predominantly led black cast in 35 years, predominantly black cast in 35 years, called The Gates, about an affluent neighborhood, a gated community. And it's the showrunner is a vet of Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, Y&R. Big deal. Generations was the last one in 1989. And as we said when we brought that story to you, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and where in the lineup will this go?
Well, thank you. We did. I remember one of us, or somewhere in that conversation, we were like, well, you know, we're thinking of the CBS daytime lineup,
yeah,
which is solid, stable, And by the way, really full. Now, I don't want to get too into the weeds, but you guys do need to listeners. CBS only has so much control over so many hours of the day for their stations. For instance, if they own the station, but there are affiliates around the country that just run, that are affiliates of CBS, but they're owned by other people. And CBS just can't say to this television group, hey, you know your CBS station in Evansville, Indiana? Yeah, we want another hour of your daytime lineup to put our own show on there. They can't do that. The network only has so many hours of the day that they get to program. Okay, now there's the setup. Where are they going to put this show? Where is CBS going to put this show? They have The Price is Right.
Yep.
The Bold and the Beautiful and Y&R.
And Let's Make a Deal.
And Let's Make a Deal are all on fire. They are seeing rising ratings. Soap operas are seeing rising ratings. The only show left, The Talk.
Ooh.
Which is declining. Been on for 13, 14 years. And is the only show that the math works with. And I don't like math. Alexis does.
But you're
solving
for X.
I'm solving for X. Right? Right, guys? I saw this in Radar Online that they are on the chopping block.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yes! You know,
The Talk has gone through so many iterations since it was created in 2010. And that kind of talk format, the panel show, you know...
It's the lowest rated show, too, on CBS daytime lineup. So that alone.
Yeah.
Is it Lex? Is that really? Okay.
That's what Deadline's reporting.
Oh, man. Yeah. And people like their game shows. Look, Price is Right.
Fire.
Yeah. Even let's Make a Deal with Wayne Brady. Yeah. That show has Riz.
You said fire. I love it.
I'm trying.
I know. I it's great.
They got people
dressing. It's on my list of things to do by 50, Lex. It's on my list. Yeah.
Yeah, Let's Make a Deal, hosted by Wayne Brady, as people dress as French fries and astronauts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
People love it.
If I'm CBS, I would do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And The Young and the Restless, just I believe they just received a multi-year renewal.
You are right.
So that's locked in.
Yeah, and no news on a 15th season of The Talk.
Nope.
So,
cyclical. We tell you all the time, TV is cyclical, and... Yeah. Talk shows, the ones that are on are doing great, but there's none really in the pipe. And what's on the rise, game shows and soap operas. I can't believe I'm saying that. Daytime dramas are back.
Mm-hmm.
They're back.
Wow.
And people are liking them again. And if I'm CBS, and I'll say it again, the research is there. It's observable fact. There is an underserved Black audience in daytime. There is, and it's a large, large demographic in daytime. Underserved. If I'm the bosses looking at just numbers, forget about the fact that, hello, you should do this. But if I just dollars and cents, yes!
Mm-hmm.
Put this show on!
Yeah. The talk, we don't hear anything about it.
No.
The chemistry between the hosts right now, it's not there. So,
yeah.
No, look for that cancellation to be announced probably within the next month.
Very soon. Mm. Very, very soon. And just a little, I'm just going to throw this in. We got a break, but not much of a story, but Next Level Chef airs on Thursdays. And so that was last night. I put this on the sheet because I'm just going to say it. It really is, for this TV season, it is one of my top 10 shows. I thought about that last. I enjoy this show so much, and I do not like cooking shows. I have never liked cooking shows. It's never appointment. That category is never appointment TV for me. I genuinely look forward to Next Level Chef on Fox. So if you need something mindless to watch and you like the Gordon Ramsay universe, I think this is one of his best creations. And I love Kitchen Nightmares. I've loved, a couple of his shows. this, I think, is one of his best. Just wanted to throw that out
there. No, I agree completely. It's like a, because it's also game showy too. You know, I mean, there's that, they get the heat in the kitchen, but it's also, you know, on all the different levels. Oh, the set alone is beautiful. It's like, whoa, look at that.
It's a $10 million set, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It shows it. Yeah.
It's so damn fun. It really is. When we come back, you know what's fun? A throwback. We used to do something called TVTRL here on the show. We're going to turn that into a game. We're going to morph it. We're going to play a little Name That TV Tune, Alexis versus
Entertainment.
Oh, Run to Red. I am so excited. I know that, for St. Patrick's Day weekend, you're like, oh, I'm going to go to an Irish bar. That's great. But here's what you're going to find is it's going to be too crowded. It's just going to be crazy. So why don't you do something different? Run to Red. Run to Red for St. Patrick's Day weekend, because they have, for a limited time, just this weekend, they have two cocktails and one non-alcoholic that you have to try. They have basically an adult Shamrock Shake. That's right. And you can also get that non-alcoholic, an NA version. And talk about a classic. Ian Lothar, their cocktail Yoda, has crafted a grasshopper that you have to try. So this runs yesterday through the 17th. So get a grasshopper, get a boozy shake, a non-boozy shake, and get something called a beer and a bump. Run to Red this weekend. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We used to do a thing many, many, many years ago. Not many years ago, but we did it for many years on Friday to get you in a good mood and get you singing and rolling down the windows. It was our version of TRL. It was TVTRL, where we played classic theme songs and sang along and had a good time.
It was fun.
Well, we're going to turn into a game today. It's time to play Name That TV Tune.
It's time to Name That TV Tune!
That's right. It is going to be Alexis versus Holly, and we're going to kick it old school in several ways. We're going to kick it old school. We're going to play Colleen and Bradley rules. Just say your name to buzz in. Just say your name the minute you know the theme song, okay?
Okay.
Just like that.
Holly!
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Alexis, it's been a long time.
Ready?
Yeah.
I know. Woo! Alexis, are you ready?
Yeah. It's ready as
Holly,
I'm going to be.
Ready?
Okay, wake up!
Here we go. Here is your first TV tune.
Alexis!
Yes.
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
I had Housewives, but I couldn't think of Desperate. Woo!
Here's a little more of that. Oh, yes. So good. Danny Elfman did that theme song, by the way.
Whimsical.
That's right.
It's whimsical for such a hard-cutting,
salacious, dark show.
Yeah.
Okay, Alexis, 1 point. Holly is not yet on the board, but we are just getting into it. So here we go. Here is your next TV theme.
It's a game show.
My brain.
What is that?
It is a game show. Okay, now we're collaborating.
What is it, Holly?
Holly!
Yes.
Is it password?
No. Goes over to Alexis. You get one guess, Lex.
Oh, gosh. It's like, it's not Price is Right.
No, it is the $25,000 pyramid.
That's it.
Darn you, Dick Clark!
There we go. That's right. Okay, this one's going to go fast, so hands on the buzzers, okay?
Okay.
Big money.
Here we go. Name this TV tune.
Holly!
Yeah.
Bewitched?
It is Bewitched, yep. Everybody. That's very right. Nice. It is Bewitched, yes.
Yep. Dick York? Dick Sargent? Sargent York!
Yeah!
Oh, so good. One of the best instrumental ones.
Absolutely.
Truly.
Yeah, but that was a deceptive one because they would show that in syndication. You get all excited growing up because it was a cartoon intro. And it just turned into some multicam sitcom.
What is this? Wiggling her nose and stuff.
Yeah, very disappointing.
Okay, I'll give you a hint about this next one. This is instrumental as well. This might go fast, given one of the players. There's your hint. Here we go.
MASH! No. Sorry, go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
No, Lex, you were very close, actually. Similar letter. Here we go. It starts with, name this TV tune.
Alexis Matlock!
Okay, speed. Alexis. Oh my goodness. The speed at which you knew the Matlock theme, and people get scared that I know all the Dallas themes.
Oh, this version kind of has some bass to it, Jason.
It does, right? It's a good one.
I love
this. Was
this
like later season MASH?
Yeah, yep, it is. Yeah.
They upped the budget.
Yeah, they did.
I hope CBS uses a little bit of that. I mean, they don't really do opening credits anymore, but with the Kathy Bates version,
they
better bring that back, that theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
They're going to do it wrong if they don't.
Right? Okay, here we go. We're going to go to the 80s for this next one. The 80s. Name this TV tune.
Alexis, Silver Spoons.
Holly, you get a little more of it.
I need another taste.
Somewhere, Colleen Lindstrom is happy.
Oh, is this Small Wonder? No.
Punky Brewster.
Oh, yeah.
Punky Brewster. Yes. Colleen Lindstrom's favorite. Seems you can be sure. It's a good one. Of anything anymore. That's right. Okay, here we are. Oh, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm looking at my list here. Okay.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Uh-oh, are we going like back to the 50s here?
No. Okay, I'm going to do this one. Here we go. Name this TV tune. I'll give you a hint.
I don't know this
spin
one.
Off.
Okay, it's slapping. Holly, is this Rhoda?
It is Rhoda.
Nice, Holly!
Okay.
We're going to do two more. This next one will go fast. It will go, my new term, Matlock fast. Here we go. here we go. Oh, this is going to go super fast.
Okay.
Name this TV tune.
Alexis, Dallas.
There it is.
But what version, Alexis?
That's, let's see, season 4, version 2.
That's definitely an 80s drum kit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alexis is sort of right. She knows this.
It's version 2 of one of them.
That's right.
But which season, though?
The 84-85 season.
Okay.
The first season, Priscilla Presley was added to the credits, and Holly is right. Because this is mid-80s.
Yeah, you got it's that slapping bass.
It's the first time it went electric. This is when it went electric.
And so this must have been like season 6 or 7, maybe?
Very close, Lex. It's season 8.
8.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Name That TV Woo! Tune. You guys did well. Did very, very well.
All right.
Uh-huh. When we come back, Aliens with Holly and Bachelorettes with Jason. I know that the government or the investigators or someone just concluded that the government is not hiding anything when it comes to aliens and any evidence of UFOs.
Yes.
There's a legend, you know, that just came out in the last 2 weeks. I think there was a committee or I don't know. Anyway.
I believe it.
Sure, Jan.
Yeah. By the way, welcome back, Jason Alexis in the morning.
I think it'd be really hard for them to hide that.
Well, we're not hiding it. I'm literally looking at an alien right now. I'm going to say that. Help us figure out where Lex is from.
Yeah, because an angel would say, like, of course he's an angel.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Who dat? Who dat?
So we have Alexis. And now, if that's not enough evidence for you, look no further than the Welsh countryside, right, Holly?
Yeah, aliens are here.
What's your evidence? What you got, Holly?
Other than what's in the middle square of our video screen, yeah.
A giant 10-foot metal monolith found in the Welsh countryside?
They're here.
It's not art? Did some artists go out there and do that?
No! Aliens! This guy, Craig, he was hiking in the Welsh countryside. And he was hiking to the summit of a hill. And he saw a shiny monolith in a muddy patch of land. And he's like, it seemed like a very fine metallic, almost like a surgical steel. This steel structure was almost 10 feet long and looked perfectly leveled and steady despite the weather being windy. Now, this isn't the first time a monolith has been spotted around the world, dating back to the year 2020. In the Isle of Wight, Romania, and right here in our own backyard, the Utah desert.
Whoa.
There have been various monolithic structures like the one at the beginning of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Isn't monolith supposed to be like stone? This looks like metal.
That's what, yeah. It doesn't matter. Girl, have you seen 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Sure have.
She lived it, Holly.
Sure
she lived it.
Yeah, sure have. You're the one who...
It's a documentary for her.
You taught the primates how to use tools. That was you the whole time.
It's a National Geographic special for her. Now, Lex, I know that your people wiped your memory before they plopped you down here.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know that they mind wiped you, but so you can't remember anything that happened on your home planet. But what does your people do with these things?
These are art. This is art made by humans. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
See, Holly, she was mind wiped.
Yeah, that's okay.
Beautiful. No, it's not natural.
Alexis.
They're making it extra beautiful. They're picking beautiful spots over cliffs and stuff.
It was windy in the middle of the Welsh countryside.
And?
Barren landscapes. Even the one in the Utah desert. Girl, have you been to the desert?
Yeah, look at those geocachers. That's what they're... You look for a little box of... Girl. You know, and you write your name on it, and then you move on.
No one's played geocaching since 2014.
I beg to differ. I beg to differ.
Okay, fine, 2015.
It raised some popularity during the pandemic, because a lot of it's outside, you know what I'm saying?
4 years ago.
Oh, well,
Now,
so what are you thinking that means? Is it some message that's coming through
the
monolith, or
now, is it just... Alexis, your people...
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay. You know, the most famous artist, this anonymous artist collective, took credit for the Utah monolith in 2020. Now, that's just one monolith.
Yep.
One.
Also,
all of them.
The most famous artist collective, probably based in Area 51. I'm just going to say.
Just going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just dropped it right there.
Yeah.
Lex, what are your people up to?
I don't even know what that area is. What are you talking about? I don't know. Huh?
What do you want from us? Do you want our milk-producing cows? Do you want our technology? Yours is probably more advanced.
Yeah.
Do you want the Kardashians? What do you want from us?
No idea what you're talking about. Well, no idea.
No one has come forward to claim responsibility for the Welsh monolith.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a mysterious artist. It's a mysterious human that wants, you know, to keep the veil of privacy and anonymity.
She's starting to crack, Ollie. I think the mind wipe is...
I
think the mind wipe is fading.
Yeah, we're going to...
Hey, maybe it's a Mandalorian. The one that... the Forger. Maybe she's making that.
Hey.
Maybe it's all a movie promotion for Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, wow. Bob Iger is really trying.
That is out in the middle of nowhere. Wow.
That is some thirsty marketing there.
Right, Holly? That's some... The Mouse House is real thirsty if they're putting a monolith in the Welsh countryside.
Woo.
Hey, I've seen
that's an audience they want. Yeah, they're looking for more Welsh Audience members, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Disney Plus is real big.
Get into
big
the
in
Mandalorian.
Wales.
Yeah, they're really low in the sheep demographic right now.
Pedro Pascal's going to be out there dancing soon. Uh-huh.
So, sheep, what do you want from more of the Mandalorian?
That means more.
Yeah, also with a big corgi crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right, see? You guys know what I'm talking about.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Well, no, we actually don't, Lex. You speak our language only now.
You get what I'm saying?
No, we don't actually. Holly, here's what I'm hoping.
Yep.
I hope you and I are spared. You know, when Alexis people does come get her and they ultimately attack us, because they're not here for peace.
Never.
And they're never here for peace. I mean, look at Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that when they do come to retrieve Alexis, I hope that she at least communicates to her people to spare the two of us. You know what I mean?
Please, like, can you please not kill us? Can you just lightly probe us and then let us go about our day?
Take right home. Okay.
Just a light probe.
Yes, I'll take a probe. Make it light. You're right, Holly. Probe whatever and then leave. Just leave us alone. You can take B. Arthur.
Yep.
Take Donna Valentine. She'd be interesting to experiment with.
Uh-huh.
Ganger would be fun.
Yep.
You know, they'll spit Julia right back out of their mouth. So let's leave Julia, you know.
Whew. Again, no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No idea.
Brad can teach him about cruises. Rocco would be
that cruise he's on right now.
Rocco can teach him about popular culture in the last quarter of the 20th
and music.
Century.
Yeah,
and music.
Yeah, he's gonna make the aliens listen to Steely Dan.
Yeah,
in the basement
with Lori.
Yeah,
Take our boss Dan Seaman. He can teach the aliens how to tuck in a tie into the third button of a dress shirt. You know,
that's right. Let me tell you how to do corporate business casual, my friends. This way you could better negotiate with other alien species.
There is no negotiation.
Oh god. Jason can teach him how to stretch out a cigarette break. What did you say, Lex?
She said there is no negotiation.
I said nothing.
Right? Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I love it. Oh, that's fantastic though. They're here. I don't even know why that. Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe everybody's working against everybody, but I don't believe that committee, the government committee.
Oh, there's nothing. We don't have anything. We don't have a basement full of stuff.
I'm just going to tell you.
I'm not worried about aliens. I'm worried about other humans.
I mean, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Right?
Bringing it home.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not worried about them.
Oh, I'm not.
I actually welcome them.
Yeah. Please, E.T., come here.
Please help us.
What does it say that we would welcome a creature that looks like a little foreskin with feet?
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, be around. Yeah. Around our own kind.
There's a lot. Right? You're right.
Yep.
Whew. He can have all the Reese's as want. Reese's he wants. Yeah. Hard to say. Reese's pieces.
Ow.
Okay. When we come back, we have our sad song of Palooza tradition for Valentine's Day. And Jason and Alexis in the morning's tradition for St. Patrick's Day is the following. We're going to go looking for leprechauns in a tree in Mobile, Alabama. It's the local news story we can never, ever, 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 ever get enough of, and that's coming up next. Stay with us.